It's Cofield, Seidel, along with Miss Nevada. Andrew Martinez is in studio with us. And then I pitched your father as a local celebrity. He sort of is on ESPN 1100 and our Fox station. You know about his exploits, right?
Yes, Kobe Andy, right?
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Yes. That's it. So I'm glad you did it because the audience might not know him as Andy Martinez. But, yeah, Kobe Andy, who we dubbed for a little while as LeBron Andy, but I think you're back on Kobe.
Uh-oh.
I am, Steve. I
didn't hear about that one.
Well, he did come on the air one time and admitted that LeBron was the man.
You admitted it?
Kind of, sort of, for about 10 minutes. But I failed.
Mr. Nevada getting on pops. I know, he broke ranks. You know, it was the end. Kobe was kind of wrapping things up, so he had some love for LeBron. But I'm sure he's back on the LeBron criticism wagon.
But thanks for, I just want to say, Steve, thanks for having us. I know it's been a while, so I'm happy to be back with you here in the bullpen. You've always given me a forum. A voice here, as you say, in the community. So I just want to thank you for allowing my daughter to come in today and to hear her voice and what she has to say.
So think about it. All the times that your father wanted to come in and host a show, and I'm like, nope. He's like, oh, my daughter's Miss Nevada.
Yep.
Send me pictures. I'm like, yep, let's go. Let's get her in here. So you guys got to tell the story of how you got into this, because this blew me away. When you told me that you had a daughter who was Miss Nevada, I'm like, man, I never talked to you about, the whole pageant circuit. Did you have her in the pageants and stuff? Like, you were a pageant dad when she was, 6 and 7 and 8? But that wasn't the case at all.
No.
So how'd you guys... This is amazing. You're going to Miss America in September.
Right.
And this is like, hey, let's try it recently.
Yes. Everything happened so fast. So I've actually been an athlete my entire life. I went to college for track and field. And then I graduated 2015, came home. I've been working as a substitute teacher. So last year, the day before my birthday, we're sitting down, and my dad's flipping through the channels, and we're watching TV, and he comes across Miss America. And my dad says, you know, you should do something like this. And I'm like, absolutely not, Dad. You know, because I knew nothing about pageants. I knew nothing about the Miss America organization as a whole in the first place. So... afterwards, I had some friends that were just kind of like, you know what? You should stick to this. You should really do it. And I was like, okay, I guess I'll look into it. And I looked into it, and I found out that it's a scholarship organization. It would help me pay for... I'm getting my master's right now, so it would help me pay for school. And not only that, but there's a community service aspect attached to you having your platform as a title holder. And I really just like... I mean, I loved it, because I'm about all of that, you know, so... I decided to do it. I won my first title as Miss Clark County in January. And then in June, I competed for Miss Nevada. And now I'm going to Miss America.
So, Andy, when you were watching, what did you say to her? Like she said, you should try this. Which is, by the way, is very typical, Andy, because I played hoops with Andy. I played we did the wiffle ball thing, right? Like 10 years ago?
We did, yeah.
And your dad's a pretty good trash talker. So when I read that note that your dad was like, hey, try it. You're better than them. You can do this. That is typical, Andy.
Oh, yeah.
It is. But, you know, and as you're saying, you know, we're very competitive. I'm very competitive. And
he's my hype man.
And, I got a feel for the girls on the pageant. And, you know, I knew that my daughter was very talented. She was smart, articulate. You know, comparing them to the other girls in the pageant, I said, why don't you just give it a shot? Just give it a shot, see what happens. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But you have nothing absolutely to lose. So she gave it a shot, and here we are. And we're going, we'll be going to your home state, Steve, of New Jersey, Atlantic City.
Let's do it.
Next month, hopefully with the hopes of her putting Nevada on the map, because we never had a Miss Nevada that's actually become a winner, never in history. So I think she has a very good chance. She's been working very hard in the gym and everything she's doing. So so hopefully, God willing, she'll get there.
You get embarrassed by your dad talking about you in such glowing terms?
He embarrasses me all the time.
Okay. I saw you looking at him. I was like, how's that?
No, you know what? I'm actually just used to it now.
Yeah.
I just go, oh, Dad, you're great.
So I was looking on MissAmerica.org, or maybe it might have been the Robin Leach story, and you were talking about values being passed down by your parents.
Yes.
Like mostly from Dad, Mom. One of the things I noticed was that you said basically from Dad, I learned to kind of be measured and be slow to speak, and I don't know. Yeah. My experience around Andy is sometimes you're not always slow to speak.
Right. No,
but you're more like, let's better the next
do
generation.
Do as I say, not as I do,
right,
kind
right,
of
right.
thing.
Well, I'm a different man from what I was 15 years ago, Steve. As you know,
you
me
are,
and you.
I see you on social media now.
You used to go back and forth between Kobe and Shaq 15 yeah. years ago, yeah. and history proved me right, as you see. So maybe not.
Let's not steal your daughter's time. Ms. Nevada,
you know what?
Kobe
absolutely.
Argument.
Actually, I think the most important thing that I've ever learned from my dad, and something I've really just held on to, was I remember there was a track meet when I was in high school, and I was a 400 runner, and so I looked at the girls that were in my heat and their times, and there was a girl that was faster than me, and I looked at him and I said, "Dad, I'm scared," and he goes, "Oh, okay, you're scared. Get your stuff. Let's go," and I was like, "What do you mean?" You know, and he was like, "Well, if you're scared, then you've already mentally defeated yourself, and there's no point in you going out there, so get your stuff. Let's go." And I really realized that he's right. Like, I have nothing to be scared of, and really, anything that you do in life, a majority of things that you do in life, they're all mental. You know, if you talk yourself out of something before you do it, you might as well not go out there and try. So that's one thing that I could really apply to what I'm doing now with Miss America is, like he said, I have nothing to lose, and I can't go in scared or worried about anything that's going to happen to me. I know God has got his hand on me, and I'm confident in it, and I go into everything I do confident. So
that sports background is probably gigantic. You were what, track?
Yes.
Volleyball?
And basketball.
Hoops?
And basketball, yeah.
Basketball was the first sport I ever
played. You passed down the basketball, Andy?
Yeah, started her on basketball. Then
when did she start beating you?
When she was five.
Stop. She's tall.
No,
how tall are you?
No.
5'9".
Okay.
No,
she's
I got her
the heels on, so I think with the heels on, she's taller than you, Andy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, yeah, she absolutely is. Yeah. Yeah, I got her involved at a young age, Steve. I think it was 5 years old. We got her in basketball.
Nice.
Then she moved on to volleyball and track. She did all three in high school, but she finally got a scholarship, and she went to Southern Utah University on a track scholarship, on a 4-year scholarship, and here she is today. So, you know, we're very proud of her, and
thanks,
hopefully
Dad.
we can put Nevada on the map coming up next month and see what happens, man.
So can people support you? I saw there was some push on Twitter with Miss Nevada,
yes,
Andrew Martinez,
yes, yes,
with her dad, Andy, Kobe Andy, one of our famous callers. But what can people do in terms of voting and supporting you on social media?
So you can vote every day until September 5th. You'd go to missamerica.org/vote, and what happens is one contestant is chosen to be America's Choice. So one contestant gets to go into the finals or top 15 from America's Choice. So if we vote, hopefully I'm in there automatically just from America's Choice.
What are all the elements of Miss America? I haven't watched in forever. Like, what are all the different
phases of competition?
Yeah.
So we have private interview, which is a 10-minute interview with a panel of judges, and they can literally ask anything they want to the contestant, from current events to their platforms, about themselves, whatever. So that's the part that people don't get to see. And then we have swimsuit, evening gown, onstage question. That's about it, right? Yeah.
Sure.
Talent?
Talent, yes. I'm sorry. I was like, I'm missing something. Yes, talent. So it goes swimsuit, talent, onstage question, evening gown, in that order.
I guess you don't know what's going to happen to Miss America, but like behind the scenes, like how ridiculous is the swim, getting ready for the swimsuit and the evening gown?
You know what?
Like, swimsuit. I don't know. Are you the kind of young lady? Are you big into dressing up, doing makeup, all that stuff, or is this?
Okay.
Everyone's different. You know, some women really like it. Others are like, hey, I'm more natural. And then I imagine when it's a bad question.
No.
My girlfriend's a makeup artist, so
mm-hmm.
So you know, I get into the stuff.
That's
probably a little too much.
I love it.
Based on my sports background. But I always wonder, like, you know, when you're back there, it must be stressful as hell. And are you doing it all yourself too? That's the other thing. Do they have makeup artists? Do they have people who are like helping you with the gowns, or do it?
I'll answer your first question. So, I love it when it's time. When I don't have to wear makeup or I don't have to dress up, I am, like I said, I have an athletic background. I'm sweats, jeans, t-shirt mm-hmm. all day. Like,
nice.
I'm just, I like to relax and be comfortable. But if we weren't allowed to do our own makeup for my local pageant for Miss Clark County, and I wasn't allowed to have somebody do it for Miss Nevada. But for Miss America, they're finally letting the contestants have makeup artists for prelim nights. And then on the final night, when it's aired, we have to do our own. So I think that's
a skill.
It's funny.
On its own, right?
Yeah.
So talent, what do you do? You're a singer.
Yes, I sing.
Uh-oh. Good?
Absolutely.
Where'd you get this from?
Absolutely. Not me,
Mom.
Steve.
Mom.
Say,
that is all moms. Can't take
She's
no
good?
Credit. Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
I sing at church.
So that'll
oh,
be her
do?
Talent.
Yes, so I've had quite a bit of practice.
Yeah, okay. She grew up in the choir at church. Yeah. So and still to this day, she still sings at the church. So it's something that she picked up from her mom at a very young age.
Yeah, I just kind of listened to her growing up. And when I was in junior high, I joined the worship team at my church and been on it since.
How do you pick a song?
Oh, my gosh.
Do you have to do it way in advance? Do you have a song that you sing all the time?
No.
Okay.
But picking a song was probably the hardest thing. As far as, like, it was paperwork and then picking a song. So those were the things that had to, like, get in first.
Really?
To the Miss America organization. Yeah, and that was right after I won Miss Nevada. So everything had to be in pretty quickly, and that was a little stressful. But you know what?
Would they turn down certain songs?
I would say
like you're
so.
You're like, hey, I want to do something raunchy from Pink.
Yeah, if it was
or,
inappropriate,
you know, Missy Elliott, let's
maybe.
Go back, like, 20 years. Probably not. Right? probably not. They're like, it's a family competition. Realize.
Right. But yeah, I kind of just stuck to what I know and who I am.
Right.
So I'll be singing His Eye is on the Sparrow, which is a gospel song.
And you did that for Miss Nevada too?
No, I did an Adele song.
Really?
Yes.
Look at this. Which one can sing?
That's one of your favorites, right, Steve?
Love Adele.
Adele, yeah.
I love Adele. Yeah.
I hope she doesn't retire.
Right.
There are rumors out there she might retire.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not hear that.
These performers, you know. They get a little pressure, get a little spoiled. So I mean, she's been in the limelight for a while, so I'm sure she wants to get the heck out of it. So what are your favorite sports, at, like, beyond what you play? Well, you said you play basketball, so I know Kobe Andy.
Yeah.
Your dad is in hoops, but your dad's also was a good baseball player.
Yeah.
So
he's a
you like watching baseball,
player.
Or are you part of the young group now where you're like, you know, sleeping, snoring?
I like watching baseball when I'm there.
Yeah.
On TV, not so much. But I'd say if I'm just watching on TV, probably football. And I didn't really get into football until I got to college. But and then I have some friends in the NFL as well, so that's great. So now
heroes?
I'm
athletes that are heroes, or you nothing in sports? Like who are role models that you look up to besides your parents?
I'd probably say, I mean, I gotta go with Kobe.
Okay. That's forced on you by the family.
I mean, yeah.
Should
like
be
in Shaq, my blood
but, you know,
now, right?
We're not going to fight over that
again.
Oh! He knows.
She's pretty grounded. You know what I mean? We keep it in-house, and we keep it in the community. And like she said, she's very good friends with her best friend in college was actually Miles Killebrew, just recently signed from the Detroit Lions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of her best friends, and they're real close. And they keep each other grounded.
And that was in Southern Utah, right?
Yeah.
A product of Southern Utah as well. Yes, sir.
How old are most of the contestants in Miss America? Because I assumed you were a little bit younger. No knock on you. But when I read your educational background, I'm like, man, she's already done a lot of schooling. You already graduated from Southern Utah.
Yeah, I'm 23, so I will have my master's by the end of this year.
It's impressive.
Thank you.
Oh, actually, you know what? When I was reading it, I was reading all the stuff earlier, and I'm like, man, I gotta pick it up. Like, I'm getting old, and I ain't gotten anything done yet.
All of the contestants are incredible. You read their resumes and their backgrounds, and you're like, gosh, like, we would think you've been around the world and back, you know? So, every girl's amazing.
Well, you should stick up for yourself here. You've applied for Metro?
I was in the process of becoming a police officer until I won Miss Nevada. And it was kind of advised to me. And I felt like it was the best decision as well. Do my year as Miss Nevada, and I can always come back and become an officer. But
you
I was
like,
almost
what,
done
top
with 15%
of the class?
Yeah.
That was it?
I was, my ranking was 37, I believe. Yeah,
so
It
was top 15, right? I believe.
15%, yes.
15%.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I was ranked pretty highly. I knew a few of the other guys that I had worked with before at different jobs, and they had also applied at Metro, and their ranking was, I mean, set in the 70s and the 80s, and I was like, I got 37? Wow. So
that's
cool. That was pretty cool.
Miss Nevada's in here with us. As Miss America's coming up in September. Her dad's in here as well. You know Miss Kobe Andy. The Martinez's are here. So Southern Utah Criminal Justice, right?
Yes.
And then Master's?
Forensic Psychology.
Forensic Psychology.
Yeah.
Now, what is that for?
So I want to be a criminal profiler in the FBI. And I originally, like you said, went to school for my undergraduate in criminal justice. And during that time, I took a criminology class and we watched a documentary on criminal profiling. And I realized that I was just as interested in psychology as I was criminal justice. And it was the perfect combination of the two. And I kind of just held on to it, looked into it, and was like, this is the perfect job for me. So that's what I want to do.
I actually grew up, my sister went to school for criminal justice and all that, and latent evidence. So I grew up with fingerprint dust all over the house.
Really?
Come home and
investigator.
Oh, yeah, and take the casts of wheels, of tires, and stuff like that. And
that's cool.
I learned from an early age, she got my fingerprints off of a leaf. So she told me when I was young.
Wow.
Never commit a crime.
Yeah. I was going to say, you will go to jail. No hijinks in the house.
No.
You will go to jail. Your sister fingerprinting the freaking house?
Well, she had to do it for a project while she was in school. And she could not lift my mom's fingerprints off of anything. But she lifted mine off of a leaf off of a tree.
Wow.
Yeah. So I was told young, don't ever mess up because you're going to jail. Yeah.
I actually did a ride along with the criminal, the CSI unit out here. I'm sorry. And I was asking the man that I was doing the job shadow with, I kept asking him, he would show me pictures and things from crime scenes. And I'd say, well, why did they do that? And he's looking at me like, I don't know. I just get the evidence, you know? So I knew that I was in the right direction as going for a criminal profiler.
Yeah. Yeah.
So during the pageant, you have no idea the questions that are coming, right?
No.
And that's why we've seen Miss South Carolina from 6 years ago got tongue tied and screwed things up.
Yeah.
So I'm going to throw one at you.
Okay.
I'll let Dad answer it first because I know
throw
he's got sports opinions. So we're going to talk about the cause that you're into involving law enforcement. So you're clearly into law enforcement.
Yes.
So first, Andy, you've been listening to us a lot and you've seen all the media stuff on Kaepernick. What do you think? What do you think about what he's doing? What he's trying to point out? Has he been mischaracterized? Do you like what he's doing? Should he just worry about football?
Well, Steve, I mean, me for a little while. My daughter knows me and very well. And I'm a big believer in self-responsibility. And I believe that, you have the right to do anything you want to, but there's actions to, there's consequences to your actions. So, I'm a military guy. I'm a strong, believer in the United States of America, the flag. I respect it. I'm Puerto Rican by nature, but I'm pro-America, and I believe that you do have a right to do what he did, and he does have that right, but there's consequences that come with that. And I'm not quite sure if he understood that at the time when he actually kneeled down and took that knee as he did, as far as him being blackballed, there's a possibility that may be happening, but, his performance, right, last year wasn't all that great, so I guess that's what they're trying to use as an excuse to justify him not being with the team right now, but so I think, to be honest with you, I think it's a combination of both, but I definitely personally don't agree the way he handled it and what he did.
Do you know
no.
what he did?
No.
You know what he did for protest?
Yeah.
So he took a knee during national anthems.
Mm-hmm.
So, this guy, am I crazy? Wouldn't this would actually be a decent question?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the pageant.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know if every woman in the contest is going to know about the story, but
I think it would be because it's actually a social issue as well.
There's tons of ways you can go.
So it's a social issue. But once again, I'm not a big fan of those kind of actions. I believe that you could have a cause without going the route that he went. Because after all, he does work for somebody as well, right? So he is employed by that organization and that team. And if that team chooses for you not to behave in that manner, then you have to respect that as well. I mean, you're not a freelancer. You're not independent. You don't have your own business here.
Yeah.
So you can't do what you want. And, that's my take. I mean, there's consequences to everything, and I believe that he's paying the consequences to his actions at this point.
So what do you think? That was a lot. Your dad just gave a lot. So
no, I.
You got thoughts on it?
I agree. I love America. I know it sounds really cliche, but I really do. I have a deep respect for this country and the people that have fought and died for our country. And so I think there was a different way that he could have gone about it if he wanted to really make a change and make a difference and have his voice heard, because I don't think it really exemplified what he wanted it to. So I think he could have taken a different approach, because I don't agree with kneeling, and definitely not when people are being honored that have served this country. So
tell me about your cause. PACT?
PACT, Police and Communities Together. So that's my platform. I've partnered with the Office of Community Engagement here down at LVMPD. And at first, when I had this initial idea, I was thinking, how do I lessen the tensions that we see, especially amongst my generation, with the police? And then I asked myself, well, why isn't that happening here in Las Vegas? Why don't we see riots and looting and outbreaks and hostility? And so when I first partnered with the Office of Community Engagement, I really got to see what they do here and how they've been proactive in building relationships with people around the community so that that doesn't happen. They know the people here. They've engaged. They've made sure that the people know that they care, and the people have responded. You know, they work with various community leaders. They show up to places where you don't think police officers would normally show up to. So they've really done a great job in reaching out to the community. And so what I really want to do is take what they've done, take it throughout the nation to help build those relationships, because when we fail to know each other and communicate and have that open line of communication and understand each other, that's when we see the tensions and the hostilities. So that's really what I want to do, is just help build those relationships around the nation with police officers.
You cool with that?
Absolutely.
I think you're cool with everything.
If it makes her happy, I'm happy. I'm just being a dad at this point, Steve. All I can do is sit back.
You're not
back
out front?
You know,
you're
not
the hype man?
Just sit back. LeVar Ball.
You're not LeVar Ball?
I used to be LeVar Ball back in the day. Yeah.
You were LeVar Ball. You were the Vegas LeVar Ball.
The Vegas LeVar Ball.
I miss you. You hear me on the air now. I'm like, I love LeVar Ball.
Yeah.
My second dad. I love that guy.
I have no problem with him. I could actually relate. I have that kind of personality, as you know. But at this point, sometimes you just got to step back and just be a dad, you know. And I'm just taking it all in at this point.
Amen.
And enjoying it. Enjoying it myself. I'm going to take a vacation, go to New Jersey, have a good time. Oh, just be a father, man.
This may be the biggest accomplishment you've had.
Right.
Muting your dad a bit.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is incredible. Although he's still on Twitter.
Exactly.
I am. I'm kind of...
You dialing it back a little bit?
You know,
dialing it back.
We all have a right to free speech. Got to let dad do what he wants on
exactly.
Twitter.
Exactly. All right, one more time. Mention how people can support you and vote and participate in this thing.
You can go to missamerica.org/vote and go scroll down. Click Nevada. You can vote once a day until September 5th. Please, please, please.
There you go.
And
Andrea
thank
Martinez,
you.
Miss Nevada, her dad, Kobe Andy. Coming after the contest.
And
coming in September or October, we'll...
Absolutely.
Let's find out what happened and get the backstage dope.
And once again, man, I appreciate you. I've been knowing you since 2001 when I moved out here to Vegas from L.A. Like I said, you've always given me a platform. And I appreciate you doing the same for my daughter today, man.
Thank you
God
so
bless
much
you,
for
man.
Having
and
us.
We love
Congrats.
You, man.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Want to see you guys do well.